here's the story on Apple's new iPhone 5 in a nutshell. People who are already Apple or iPhone enthusiasts have good reason to be excited. The newest iPhone promised a faster operating system and a faster processor, which should make the computer inside the phone faster and more powerful. It also has a better camera than previous iPhones and a larger high-resolution screen. Apple claims it'll have a much better battery life, too. Oh, and the upgrade to the 4G wireless networks is a big jump, too. In fact, it's probably the biggest thing of all. But most of the new features and technical specs in this iPhone are things that were available from competitors 6 months ago or even more. And to be honest, none of them are really revolutionary. Revolutionary was going from plain old cell phones to smartphones like the iPhone or its Android, BlackBerry, and Windows 8 phone competitors. If you're not using a smartphone yet and you make the switch, you'll probably be blown away. But if you're already a smartphone user, you're already experiencing the biggest revolution in phones that you'll see for at least several more years. The next big revolutions in phones will be integration with things like your clothes or with a pair of glasses, like the Google Glasses project being developed right now. But those technologies aren't really ready for prime time yet, and they're still strange enough that most people are going to need some time getting used to seeing the early adopters using them before they'll ever think of buying them on their own. So the bottom line is that the new iPhone 5 is pretty impressive, but it's not exceptional. At least three or four other widely available phones do most of what it does or more. The new iPhone may appeal to you in its format, and if that's the case, it's definitely a welcome arrival. But if you're looking to be floored by something amazing in smartphone technology, it's going to be a long wait. Objectively, we should all be in a perpetual state of astonishment at what today's cell phones can do. After all, it was only 20 years ago that any kind of mobile phone was a rarity. Now they record broadcast-quality video and access the internet at broadband speeds right out of the sky. And oh, by the way, they make some pretty decent phone calls, too. But as far as great leaps forward go, we've already seen the biggest single leap we'll see for quite a while, as the majority of users have upgraded from regular cell phones to smartphones. The next great evolution is going to take a while, but it'll also be here sooner than we think. I'm Brian Gongle. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys or visit us online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.